Now, here's your question. I borrowed a little over $150,000 from a business partner who recently passed away. I never got a chance to pay him back, but you still owed the money. His wife wants me to pay back the money with interest to herself. I cannot stand the woman. She really is an evil and wicked lady, and I am under no legal, as opposed to moral, obligation to pay her for what I borrowed from him. Would it be immoral for me not to pay her? Yes, 100%. Yes, immoral. If you are under a moral obligation and the man had died, you aware that you're obligated and that you haven't paid it back, there's no conceivable grounds on which you could say, well, I shouldn't. The only ground that you give is the law doesn't know about this. That doesn't prove anything. There are many things the law doesn't know about where you have a moral obligation to come through. And the idea that you don't have to pay it because the woman is wicked is really the worst of all these reasons. Are you saying that if you make a contract, a deal, just morally, without writing it down with someone, and you then subsequently decide, she's wicked, I'm not going to pay it, that is going to be a principle governing a society? So in other words, I loan someone $100,000. And they say, and it's not in writing. And they say, well, thanks very much. And then they would have to die. According to your setup, they come back 6 months and say, you know, I'm in very bad shape. I never liked you anyway. You're not a good person. I don't see why I should pay you back. That would be an outrage. That would be fantastic. So the more evil she is, the more you should pride yourself that you are not evil and are living up to your commitments.